This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 312. Pickles and Bioshock, what more could you ask for? This is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking
girl
best.
Girl gaming tech gadget anime podcast. I am Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And welcome to yet another brand spanking new episode of our weekly podcast, Panda.
Yes.
Did you have a good week?
I had the best week.
Oh, we're not doing that.
We're not.
No. Did you get the email?
No.
Do you check your email?
No.
Well, that's why you didn't get the email.
Yes.
Get out of that!
All right, fine.
Thank you. Jesus.
You never let me be me!
No, I let you be you. You choose not to be you. You choose to be other things. Why can't you just be happy being you?
Because those other fragments of me are fragments of me.
No, those aren't fragments of you. Those are fragments of things that you think are you, but they're not you. But you try to make them you, which then they become you, but then you're not
they,
you,
they're,
so
they're
you
me.
Yourself are
they
invalid.
They really don't like that you're talking about them like that.
Frankly, your argument is invalid.
You're invalid.
You're invalid.
I said it first, so I win.
Damn you. You're so lucky I'm drinking right now.
I'm lucky you're drinking right now.
Did you say slucky? I'm pretty sure you just said slucky.
I did.
Why are you making up new words?
Because it's fun.
Well, you know what else is fun?
This show.
You got it. Ding, 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 ding. Gold star.
I feel like I could have said anything right there because you were already primed to say that. You would have said it no matter what I said.
No. I was primed to say it if you got it right. If you got it wrong, I was going to be like, no, our podcast, dumbass.
Oh, okay.
Wah, 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 wah. Wow. But you didn't. You actually did what I wanted you to do.
I answered the question proficiently.
You answered the question in the way that I wanted you to answer the question.
Without being prompted.
Happy.
No prompts on this show.
Sometimes they're prompts.
Where?
I forget where I put them. We used to have them.
We used to have cues and segues and...
I just don't have
time for that. We don't got fucking time for that.
We don't have time for that. We just need to talk.
Anybody got time for that?
Oh, Lord Jesus.
But that's not what the show's about today.
No, not today. Today we got video game stuff. I was going to have
some,
anime
and
stuff.
And some tech stuff,
but
right?
I didn't get to the anime stuff. So we got a little tech stuff. We got a lot of anime stuff. No. We got a little tech stuff, we got a lot of video game stuff.
Okay.
That's the correct ratio of stuffs in this podcast.
I got more gaming stuff than tech stuff.
What did I just
today.
Say about...
Sorry.
What did... We went through
but
this.
But it's so much fun.
Panda. Where do we start? We already had this conversation. We talked about this.
Can we do this on the show, though?
No! Now we have to get to the show stuff.
Oh, we can do we can do a Spanglish episode eventually, but we can't do old man voice day.
No, because your old man voice sounds like a really slow pedophile, and it makes me
uncomfortable. Well, he might be one, but you know,
and
you shouldn't judge him.
And that makes me uncomfortable. I'm judging. No, I'm
don't
judging.
Don't judge him unless you saw him touch a boy.
No, Panda. I'm judging. All right, so let's actually talk about what we're supposed to talk about.
Sure.
Because otherwise this show is just going to be... Nothing but tangents.
Hey there. Sorry.
You're not Bill Clinton.
No, I was going for old Greg.
I know, but you came out Bill Clinton. I know you're going for old Greg, but you missed.
You want some Baileys?
Panda.
Cream of Baileys?
Panda.
Sorry.
Focus.
I'm having a hard time with that today.
Well, work on it. We need to do our show, which is not just tangents and old Greg, but also includes... Video games, tech gadgets, and at times, anime.
Alright.
So let's talk gadgets.
Well, all there's right? only one gadget that...
Well, alright, fine. If you
but
want
let's talk gadget.
Alright, so let's talk gadget, and not go-go gadget.
Go-go gadget, tell me what you've been playing with.
So I have actually been using one of the latest outings from Astro, the A50 headset, which is a completely wireless headset for the Xbox 360, PS3, and pretty much anything that you could connect it to.
It's a teenage tech dream.
It is. It's a pricey one, but I have to tell you.
How much?
It's $300. Yeah, it's pricey. But it is a very nice headset. In that one, it is completely wireless. It has a station that comes with it, a mix amp that comes with it that allows you to charge the headset on the base. So you're not running through batteries anymore.
No, you said base.
I did. All your base are belong to
Astro. That's not the base I was thinking about, but okay.
Okay. Well, Ace of Base, Base in Your Face.
Whoa.
Which base are we talking? Which base?
Panda? I saw the sign.
No, oh, no, not Ace of Base.
I went Ace of Base.
Wow.
I know I'm a loser.
Come back. Okay, come
Soy
back.
Soy un perdedor.
come back to the
I'm
cool
a loser,
side.
Baby, so why don't you kill me?
Come back to the fun side. We have cookies.
Are they warm?
They are just out of the oven warm.
Ooh. Okay.
And we have a batch with nuts and without nuts.
I don't like nuts.
I said
in my cookies.
Have a... Oh, Lord. All right, so anyway, back to the headset. Astro was fantastic enough to send us a rev unit. And
Thank you, Astro!
I've been putting it through its paces. Right now, I have it connected to the Xbox 360. I have had it connected to my PlayStation 3 momentarily, because I don't really use my PlayStation 3 a lot right now.
Or ever?
No, I do. I use it for Crunchyroll when I can't get it to work on my iPad, and I use it for God of War, frankly, and Uncharted. I get the itch every so often.
Kratos, pwns your face.
To run through Ghosts of Sparta every once in a while, because I think that it was really a fantastic port for the PS3, so I like to run through it, especially, you know, when I start having the itch for Ascension, knowing that it's not coming until 2013, I'll run through Ghost of Sparta again, and I will replay levels of Uncharted 3. As you, Panda, know, and anyone who's listened to our podcast knows, I really enjoyed Uncharted 2 and 3. 3 a little bit more than 2.
Did you play Uncharted 1?
I didn't finish Uncharted 1.
Oh.
Why?
I was just curious.
Yeah, no, I played it. I didn't finish it.
I'm detecting a pattern with you.
But I finished 2 and 3.
I'm detecting a pattern with
really,
you.
Really? What pattern?
That the first game of something that you like, you play it, but you don't play it all the way. The second one comes out, and you play the fuck out of it. And then the third one, the same. Like Mass Effect. Did you complete Mass Effect 1?
Yes.
You didn't tell me that. Never mind. You have now debunked
my theory. Wait. No. I take that back. I did not finish 1.
But you finished 2.
But I finished 2 and 3.
And 3.
Same thing happened with Assassins.
See?
Well, but...
Well, Assassins 1 sucked. Sucked syphilitic balls on a Wednesday.
Was not very good. So I was not alone in not finishing Assassins 1.
It got
1.
A swirly, a wedgie, and herpes. It got all the bad things.
I can't respond to any of that. But I did not finish Uncharted 1, but I did 2 and 3.
It had an ugly date for prom that still left... After the cheese table
finished,
came out.
As far as Assassins go, 2, Brotherhood, Revelations. So I finished those. Let's see. I'm trying to think if your thing holds up, but here's where it breaks. Okay.
You played the...
I played God of War 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, so that one, God of War could have been the exception that proves the rule.
Is the exception, not
the
rule.
With the exception of, however, Devil May Cry, I played 1, 2, and 3, and the Nero game.
I see you're not giving it its number, because it doesn't deserve 4. It really didn't deserve the 4.
Okay, but I did play all of those through...
Kyrie! Shut the fuck up, Nero.
So it just
fucking care.
It depends on the title, and frankly, it depends on where I was in life at the time. Like when 1 came out for Mass Effect, I was changing jobs, and I think that's the main reason why I didn't finish it.
Okay.
When Uncharted 1 dropped, I think another AAA title came out, and I had to pick that up to write about it, and I didn't go back to Uncharted.
Okay.
So it just depends.
But I'm just saying that I've noticed the small trend.
There is a trend with certain... titles.
That's, yes.
I think that's a
fair... Yeah, because, I mean, you played Fable... You played Fable 1, 2, and 3.
Yes, I played
Fable 1, 2, and completed those.
And I completed Fable...
2 and 3. See?
I have not completed any Halo game.
Grand Theft Auto? Did you play 1? No?
No, I didn't play 1.
Did you play 2?
No.
Did you play 3?
Yeah.
Did you play 4?
Yeah.
And, I mean, 5's not out yet, so you haven't played 5 yet. Alright, well that's not a good example.
That example sucks as far as proving your thought.
Yeah.
But I really like your attempt.
I'm just saying that there are irregularities that look like they point to a trend in your gaming.
I complete games that I get drawn into, so if I don't get drawn into it...
So you better be a sexy-ass game with better camera and great graphics, otherwise you're not going to sate her.
So, for instance, I started...
Sater! See what I said to sater.
I started Bioshock 1. I started Bioshock 2. I did not finish...
You didn't finish either of them?
No. Because you took my Bioshock.
That's right, I still have it.
So that you could play it.
Yeah, I still have it.
Remember?
I still have it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I didn't finish it.
Oh, you could have gone upstairs at any point in time to take it from me, but...
Oh, to find it, because it's so easy to find my games in your game stash place.
It's actually...
Because you stash games in 3 different places.
In my gaming trunk?
Yes, some go in your trunk.
Some go in my gaming trunk.
Go around the TV, and others...
Go around my TV in my boudoir.
Correct.
And so you know my 3 locations, so it's not like I buried outside.
But it's not like I'm going to go to your boudoir.
Why? It's clean-ish.
See? Yeah. So anyway,
let's... What? There are socks on the floor. You know what? I'm allowed to have fucking socks on my floor.
I'm not saying...
Look, my bed is made every day. I make my bed.
Look, it's your
space. I'm a good human being.
It's your space.
It is my space.
Do what you want.
Damn it.
I'm not gonna invade it, so...
Yeah, don't.
If my stuff that you have borrowed is not clearly visible, like, in the living areas that are common areas...
Be careful of the attack lemur.
I'm not gonna go hunting for it.
That attack lemur is programmed to attack. People okay. want me.
I mean, you still have my gears.
No.
Yes.
No.
Two.
No.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I have your 2.
Yes, you do.
I have your 2, and I took Blue Onyx 1, but then he bought another 1, so now that 1 is mine. Yeah.
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 Yeah, the Panda Borrow system. Borrow until they don't want it back anymore.
Borrow until they forget that they've lent it to you.
And then it's mine.
And then it's yours.
Yay.
Hey, someone did that with my V for Vendetta. I let
that sucks.
I know. And the funny thing is, I've gone to this particular person on Facebook, and I'm like, yeah, can I have that back? And he's like, yeah, it's in a box with some other DVDs that I probably just haven't opened. I'm like, well, fucking open the box and give me my fucking shit now.
Anyway.
Now.
Back to the headset.
Oh, yeah. Great. That's right. We were talking about gadgets.
Yeah. Gadget. So... The A50 is the next evolution of the Astro Gaming headsets. If you haven't tried an Astro headset, I highly recommend that you give them a whirl, especially if you're looking for a single headset that you can use with all of your gaming platforms. The Mixamp, which you can get bundled with any of the Astro headsets outside of the A50, because the A40 and the A30 headsets sell by themselves, you have to add on a Mixamp. You can buy a bundle from the Astro website that has the headset and the Mixamp. The amp is what you actually use to connect to your console.
Oh.
So you can route the headset to whichever console that you want. Typically, you connect through an optical cable, which allows you to have really crisp, amazing sound. And with the pieces that Astro uses in the headset, they actually do a really good job of simulating and delivering in the higher A40 and A50 headsets surround sound within a headset, which is something that's very difficult to do. You know, especially if you play a lot of FPSs or, frankly, really well-tuned platforming games, to have true surround available to you in a headset is really key. I find that when I do multiplayer, which isn't very often, but I do find that when I use the Astros versus just using my normal headset, which is just a regular Microsoft headset, for at least for my Xbox 360, I do play a little bit better because I hear things a little bit better, especially in Call of Duty when I use the Astro headset. So I have fallen in love with Astro. We joke around, but really and truly, Astro is unofficially the official headset of our podcast. I know that you have A30s, Panda, which you love. You're about to inherit my A40s.
Yay! I love hand-me-downs.
My hand-me-downs are awesome.
I'm not complaining.
Okay. The Ninja Sister store of leftover electronics does not
suck. Oh my god. I feel like I'm walking through a Best Buy because she keeps all the boxes and they're all still in their stuff. If she shrink wrapped them.
I know, it'd be like almost
It'd new. Be like pretty much new. And it's new to me, so who the fuck am I to say shit? Nobody.
And I like that you feel that way. So
it's like Christmas, except free. Well, wait, Christmas is free.
Christmas should be free.
If it's not, you're doing it wrong.
It's not Christmas. So, the headset itself, some major differences between the A50s and the A40s. Like I said, it's a completely wireless setup. So, not only do you have the mix amp that allows you to route your sound from whichever console you're connecting it to the headset. Typically, before, the headset was a wired headset in that you had a wire going from the headset to your mix amp, which you had to clip onto yourself, the receiver. And then you would have a wire that you could run in order to do Xbox Live chat. So if you were just doing, you know, at the main dashboard and you were in a party at the dashboard and wanted to chat, you would have to
connect at the dashboard
into your controller in order to use the live chat. If you have a game that was enabled for cross chat, then that would work through the headset without having to connect to your controller.
Wow.
With the A50s, they've actually built the mix amp receiver into the headset. So now you don't have that cable into the receiver that you have to clip onto yourself. It's right in the headset. What's fantastic about this is that while they built that receiver into the headset itself doesn't feel any heavier than the A40 headset. So they really were able to add the device into the headset without adding a lot of weight, which is really important because if you're gaming for 4 and 5 hours at a time, you really don't want to have a lot of extra weight on your head.
No, so professional gamers should find this as a comfort.
And there's bonus. No lag. I've been putting this headset through its paces for a couple of weeks. I've been playing Dishonored. I've been playing movies. I've been playing music. I've been playing Ghost Recon, just to see if I could pick up any kind of lag between what I was seeing and what was being broadcast to my head through the headset. No lag.
No lag?
Yeah. The stand is really nice. One of the things that you give up on the headset is the custom tags. Because the receiver is built in, the microphone bar, which in the previous version of the headset, the A40s, was detachable.
As it was for the A30s, too.
It is no longer detachable. And part of the reason that it's no longer detachable is because it also functions as a control. So when the microphone bar is down, your audio is live. When you flip it up, it mutes the headset.
I think that's genius.
So it's a very natural feel. You know, if you don't want to talk to somebody, just flip the bar up and boom, your mic is muted, which is great. You bring it back down, you can talk. You have controls on the right ear of the headset, which allow you to control the mix of your audio. So if you want more of the team chat versus the game background music and audio, you control that actually right from the right headset. And you can actually feel as you tap either forward or on the back side of the headset to change the level of either game chat or game music audio. You actually get some feedback so you know when you're turning it up and when you've hit the master level. The headset charges via mini USB while it's sitting on the headset rest that it comes with, which is actually pretty easy to put together, which is cool. And even though it's made out of plastic, it's a very thick plastic, so it feels like it has some substance. You don't feel like it's just going to go flying off or that it's going to break off when you lay the headset on it, and your headset, your very expensive headset, would hit the ground and make you very pissed off. You don't feel like that at all, and there's a very simple and comfy rest for the mix amp transmitter right on the rest. So it's a very nice unit altogether. Like I said, it doesn't add a lot of weight to your head, and having my A40s and my A50s, playing around with them, I really couldn't tell the difference weight-wise between the two headsets, which is
so if you had a blind head test,
I wouldn't be able to tell you, oh yeah, this is definitely the A50, until I actually reached up and touched the headset. Because it's all crewed in as one piece with the controls for the game chat and the game music, as soon as you touch the side of the headset, you'd be able to tell which was the A50 and which is not, because it's a button. So you, as soon as you felt it, you'd know, okay, that's the button, that's the A50. Clarity of sound is fantastic. It's very easy to turn the volume up and down. There are three different modes for music, or I should say sound mix, based off of whether you're watching a movie or you're listening to music or you're actually playing a game, which is basically just some preset preamps in the headset. So one that gives you a little bit higher highs, the second one much clearer mids, and then your final one, you know, for when you're listening to entertainment music and stuff like that, some richer bass.
Ooh, rich bass.
Yeah, you still have the ability to add super bass.
Boom, 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 bass.
Thank you.
Yep, that was my Nicki Minaj.
Itself. This one is for the boys with the booming system. Top town AC with the coolest system. When he come up in the club, he be blazing up. Got stacks on deck like he's saving up. And he ill, he real, he might got a deal. He pop bottles and he got the right kind of bill. He cold, he dope, he might sell coke. He always in the air, but he never fly couch. He a motherfucking drip, drip, sell her all the strip, strip. When he make a drip, drip, kiss him on a lip, lip. That's the kind of dude I was looking for. And yes, you'll get slapped if you're looking home. I said, excuse me, you're a hell of a guy. I mean, my, you're like Pelican Fly. I mean, you're so shy and I'm loving your tie. You're like slicker than the guy with the thing on his eye. Oh. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Somebody please tell them who the F I is. I am Nicki Minaj. I match them dudes up. Back coops up and chuck the dudes up. Boy, you got my heartbeat running away. In the polos, entrepreneurs again in the mogos. He can roll with the cool, he can solo. But I think I like him better when he dole out. And I think I like him better with the fitted cap on. He ain't even gotta try to put the Mac on. He just gotta give me that look. When he give me that look, then the panties coming off. Excuse me, you're a hell of a guy. You know I really got a thing for American guys. I mean, sigh, sickening eyes. I can tell that you're in touch with your feminine side. Yes, I did, yes, I did. Somebody please tell him who the F I is. I am Nicki Minaj, I mac them dudes up. Back coops up and chuck the deuce up. Very simple to set up. It took me 5 minutes to clear out the space, put the rest for the headset together, figure out the power out for the base to charge the headset, reconnect the new optical out, at least the Xbox, and be up and running, which was fantastic. If you are looking to get rid of wires, and you want a solid headset,
if you want to get rid of your wireless, your wired clutter,
and you're looking for a solid headset that you can use multi-system,
and you want eargasms all day long,
this is the one to use. Like, I cannot stress enough that I love my Astro headsets. I loved every one that I paid for. I really enjoyed this Rev unit that we've got you know, some time to spend with, and Panda will be using it for the next couple of weeks, so she should be stoked about that, because I want her opinion on it as well, because we play a little bit different set of games, but I find for the action games that I'm playing, it's really something spectacular. I'm in
her
love.
Her sound is spectacular.
And I gotta say, the ability to very easily now switch between using it for my PS3 and my Xbox because they're on the same level in my entertainment system. I just have to swap over the optical tape cable. Really?
The optical tape?
The optical cable.
You sound like you were gonna say tape.
I thought I was gonna say tape, but cable.
Tape.
I could definitely get another mix amp and connect it. You know, pair it with the headset and just have one always connected to my PS3 and one always connected to my Xbox, and then just switch whichever paired one I was working with. But for me, it's easier just to move the optical cable than to put out the extra money for the extra mix amp. But you can absolutely do that, especially if you're going to have a tri-system house. I'm not exactly sure how it's going to work with the Wii U, just because I haven't seen the backside of a Wii U yet to see what all the ins and outs are. But if
we haven't seen any of your buttons or knobs.
But if it has optical out...
Oh, you know it has an out, because it has an in, too.
Then you'd be able to use this headset with all three, and that, to me, makes it worth the money. Plus, it's from Astro. I've never had a single problem with anything that I have tried out from Astro, and the clears are really, really clear. You know, my favorite thing to do with my headset is when I'm playing late night so that I'm not interrupting other people because my subwoofer is...
Her sound penetrates to my boudoir, which is on the third floor of the Esch Towers. That consists of three floors.
My subwoofer is a little ridiculous.
I'm like, are you fucking kidding me, flock of seagulls? At midnight?
It's a little redonk.
I'm like, really?
So I've really gotten into using my headset to... play late at night.
She's gotten into discretion, which we're all thankful for.
But it's really important, especially on a music game, that there's no latency between what you're seeing and what you're doing, because...
That can fuck you up.
Like, seriously. And then there's no enjoyment, there's no joy in Mudville, and you get pissed off.
I had fun in Mudville.
Not the bar ding ding.
Oh.
It's not what I'm talking about.
Oh.
Yes, Mudville was fun, but that's another podcast. Whee! Seriously, I cannot stress enough, if you're in the market for a new headset, you have got to check out the
Gotta!
If the wireless doesn't appeal to you, or frankly, the price point is a little bit out of your range...
Then save.
You can save and make it happen, or...
You can put it on your birthday list, or your Christmas list, or you can get on a payment plan,
or...
You could rob somebody.
Panda.
You cannot rob somebody.
Thank you. Or you can actually get a pair of the newly revamped A40 line, which they streamlined a little bit, added some better sound to, and are now bundling with the newer mix amp, and which is far less than the $300 price for these headphones. You can still do custom tags with the A40s. You cannot do custom tags with the A50s, but they're trying to figure out, you know, because they know customization is huge... and I appreciate that about Astro a lot. When we spoke with them, they let us know that they were looking into figuring out other things that you could customize. Maybe the stand itself that the mix amp and your headset rest on. Because there are a couple of pieces there which would make sense to customize. Or being able to actually get some customizable skins for the mix amp itself. So you can still do your... And have your reflection of your player style in your headset. I do miss having my custom tags just because I have ESH tags that I created, and one of them has my old Xbox Live avatar on them. But
I know, she doesn't look like that in a while.
But I gotta tell you, the trade-off, totally worth it. I really cannot say enough positive things about this headset. It is just clear sounding, just great sounding.
Is it as crisp as celery right out of the bag?
No, it's not as crisp as celery right out of the bag, but what I will definitely say is I enjoy my gameplay using it. It meets exactly the needs that I want, which is basically the one headset to rule them all, right? Because I don't want to have one a custom headset for my PS3 and a custom headset for my Wii U when it comes in, and a custom headset for my Xbox. I just want to have one really great headset that I can use with all of them pretty easily, and Astro lets me do that.
It's the best head accessory.
Okay. I've tried headsets from Triton, and I've been pretty happy with them. I've tried headsets from Turtle Beach, and I've been okay with them. But for me, Astro is a knock out of the park. I don't even have to think about it. I just have to get my credit card out and make the purchase, because I know when it gets to my door, I'm going to be happy. And their customer service is fantastic. The one time that I had an issue, they shipped me a new headset overnight at no cost to me. I got nothing else to say. That it's fantastic. And I really thank the team over there for finally hooking us up with a rev unit that we could put through the paces. You'll probably hear more about this headset as they make updates, because the beautiful thing about their headset is they make their software, so they're constantly able to upgrade and flash new software and allow for more presets for the mix amp, different settings and adjustments on the fly, which I love. You know, because then I feel like I'm making an investment that's going to grow with me over the next couple of years. So there you have it.
There's it is. My gadget.
Now, you said you were going to have a question for me or some shit?
Well, I mean, you answered all my questions.
Well, damn. Why am I so good?
Because that's what you do.
True that.
But anyway, I know that you've been playing Dishonored lately.
Girl. So yeah, I have been playing Dishonored. I haven't been playing as much as I want to play Dishonored.
That's the story of your life.
It is. But I'm working on it. I'm so close to having a day off, it's just gonna happen. But I've been picking up pieces here and there whenever I have a chance to. And I gotta tell you, Panda, as you well know, Dishonored is not the typical Ninja Sista, gotta have a game.
It's got me written more on it than you.
Seriously, it is more of a Pandalicious is all over this, like, stink on shit.
Panda would be all over this if she had a fucking job so she could pay for some.
But unfortunately, Panda had to make the decision between Dishonored and Resident Evil, and well, we know what that decision turned out to be.
And I'm happy about that.
I know you are. So I picked up Dishonored so as to be the yin to your yang.
Because you often are. Which one's the light part?
I don't even know.
I forget.
I don't
care. Is that the yin?
I can't even
know. The yin I thought is like the male, because women are seen as evil and they're the yang.
I don't know.
It's like a very feminine.
It's very deep, and you know what?
It says a lot. Don't care.
White and black, I'm one of them.
Black and white. Woo!
Okay, Michael. this is why we can't let you take a nap before
this
before
is the why podcast. I can't nap.
Can't let that happen. Note to self, don't let sleeping pandas sleep before
for the show.
Podcast.
Yeah.
So I've been playing it, like I said, whenever I got a chance to, and it's not typically the game that I would run, grab off the shelf, and marathon. But I gotta tell you, from what I've been able to play of the game, I'm really enjoying it.
You're really enjoying it.
Why would you say it like that?
I don't know.
I don't know either. But I am. We talked a little bit during E3 about the story and that I like the premise. You know,
I love the premise because it screamed like all those games that you have liked for the uniqueness of their stories. And they're like, let's try to piece this together like a Frankenstein and see if this will work. So, I mean, you have elements of BioShock in there. You have elements of Assassin's Creed in there. You have elements of something steampunk-y in there. I don't know. There isn't a game right now that's really steampunk-y-ish, really. But when there is one, I'll probably use that as the comparison. So insert that in the future, if we're there yet.
So, basically, in the game, the mechanics are, as Panda said, some are pieces that we've seen before in other games.
Oh, definitely.
Sure. I mean, but you know, to understand video games, outside of indie games, really and truly, no one's reinventing the wheel, right? We're picking up mechanics and engines that have worked before and tweaking and changing and, you know, pushing here, but we're not complaining something.
Oh my god, we're not doing anything new? What? No, there's nothing new about that.
Hold on. It's not that we're not doing something new. It's just that we're not creating something holistically new from the seed to tree, right? you know, most of the games, as soon as they turn on, you know if it's using Epic's engine or the Unreal engine.
Yep, because they kind of tell you.
You know, or if it's using...
Oh my god, it didn't have a title screen? That is so original.
Moving right along there, Buffy.
Okay.
Can you stay focused in yourself?
I can't.
Could you try?
I'm having...
It's really throwing me off.
Homeland Security is in that weird orange-red area.
It's really, really throwing me off. So
I'm sorry!
There isn't anything that you couldn't identify in the game as an individual mechanic that you haven't seen before, right? You have a character who's been framed. Nothing new. Happened before in stories. You have the first person perspective, nothing new. It's been in games before. You are in a somewhat medievalish period of time
ish,
but there are also somehow interjected future technologies and themes that run through that you're not exactly sure. Okay, that's happened before to us,
you know, yeah, the Fallout. And
exactly. You know, so none of those things in and of themselves are, you know, trailblazing or groundbreaking or
innovative.
New. Exactly. But the way that these things are melded together with the story and the dialogue and the atmosphere that's created in Dishonored does create a new feel. I don't feel like I'm in a BioShock game. That's just brighter.
From what I saw of you playing, the first thing I said, I'm like, woo, kind of gives me a BioShock feel.
And then as we progressed through the level,
yep,
that went away.
Kind of.
Because there are magic elements and possession elements. And so I'm playing as Corva right now, and I was going through basically the first deep mission where you had to take out the Pendleton brothers. And we've seen this level, or at least this piece of the level, done in demonstrations throughout the year until the game was released in three different ways. Because you have the go full balls to the wall, take everybody out, blood and guts way. You have the sneaky squirrel, use the environment to take them out way. And then you have a non-lethal way of taking them out. And these are things that present themselves to you as you go through the game. And depending upon the choices that you make in how you take out people or not, affects your environment as you go forward. So for instance, if you cause a lot of chaos in the world, which means you kill a lot of people, their bodies are found a lot, you will actually see more instances of swarms of rats and weepers that appear in the game. Now, rats are, some are your friend, but these rogue packs of rats are not. They will actually attack anything that is living and devour it. That includes you. Bad juju. You don't want that to happen.
You need to stop fucking with the rats.
You will also cause higher instances of weepers. And weepers are people in the city of Dunwall who have become infected with the plague to the point where they're about to die, and they cry blood, which is why they're called Reapers. They're insane, and they will just attack you, and they will attack you in packs for no damn reason, and you have no choice but to try and beat them
off. Well, because you ate their last Pop-Tart.
They do get pissy about the Pop-Tarts.
Well, so wouldn't you?
So you don't want to create more obstacles for solving these puzzles because you already have to get around the environment and either take out guards in a lethal or non-lethal way to achieve your objective. So if you achieve your objective by going guns blazing, you will create
more chaos.
Chaos and more barricades as you progress in the game to your completing your objective. So it really is in your best effort to balance your lethal kills to your non-lethal kills. There are achievements for completing the game completely ethically and not killing anyone.
And you'd be a better person by the end of it.
Sure, if you want to believe that.
I do.
I was just like, no, screw this. I can't get past this guy without killing him, so I'm just going to kill him.
Yeah, I know. When I was watching her play, I'm like, so are you going to just like pass him out? It's like, no, I'm just going to stab him in the throat.
Yep.
Like, but you, oh, all right.
I mean, I could sit it's like, here I really, and try.
Panda, I really don't care. I don't care.
I don't really care about the chaos that I cause in the world right now. I'm sure it's going to bite me in the ass later.
She's going to have to pay those back taxes eventually.
But right now, I just want to get past this fucking light. And in order to get past this fucking light, so I don't get hit by a fucking bomb, I gotta chop this dude in the neck.
And take out a good chunk of his throat, if not his whole head.
Yeah, and the kills are can be quite brutal.
Yeah, no shit.
Which I don't have a problem with. The game did recommend, as soon as I popped it in, that I install it to my hard drive so it runs really well.
Oh, it was beefy.
It's heavy. Beefy, so I installed all 5 gigs.
Is it bisque-y? Like, is that how thick it is? It's like a bisque?
It's not, it's more like a
stew?
Dumpling.
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay.
Starchy and heavy.
Yeah.
Floats around.
But in a good way. You know, the environment that it's created is fantastic. The voice work is really wonderful. I have at times found myself struggling a little bit with the camera, but I was able to go into my settings and adjust the sensitivity. So thank you, Bethesda, for that. Because once I was able to adjust that sensitivity, I definitely found myself enjoying the gameplay more because I was able to turn around faster and defend myself better. There are a lot of controls to master, though, because you're constantly switching between ethereal powers that you collect runes in order to unlock or level up, as well as navigating your objectives, because it's very easy to forget where you're supposed to go. Because all of your options show up on your map, you can choose to hide certain things. So if you only want to see the one thing that you want to do as opposed to all of the options of missions you could do, you can hide those markers, but you have to go into your inventory area to do that. You can only carry a certain amount of bullets to start with, and then you have to earn the ability and level up the ability to carry more and have different weapons. But switching between weapons is fairly easy because you can set the features that you want to use or that you use regularly to your D-pad and equip them very much like a Fallout. So once I understood that mechanic of the controls, I was off and running. And I gotta tell you, I mean, I'm barely scratching the surface of the game here. I think I'm only like a half hour to maybe 45 minutes into the game, which for me means I've been playing for an hour and a half because it's not my type of game. It takes me a lot longer to progress through it, but I'm really having a good time. Like, I find myself wanting to complete the mission to try and figure out the stealthier way to do it, if at all possible, just because flat-out combat is not easy, even on easy. It is still overwhelming if you alarm the wrong people.
Right.
So, I take my hat off. Bethesda's really delivered a wonderful experience. And for somebody who doesn't typically play these games through to fruition, like, typically, Dishonored would be a game that I would watch you play and finish, Panda.
Yes, I would agree with that statement.
And I have every intention of finishing this game.
Good luck. I no help.
You might help.
No, I no help.
No, you might help.
No, I don't help.
Well, if you don't help, you played other game. Help. Please help. So, if I had to rate it, I would say that it's a solid 4 out of 5.
Really? Out of only 45 minutes of actual gameplay, you're going to give it that decent of a score?
And you want to know why?
No.
Because when we finish this podcast, I'm going back and finishing it. Okay. I'm going to continue playing. Because I want to fucking finish it. Okay, so for me...
Finish it!
For me, if you get my attention within the first half hour of my gameplay and you make me want to know what the hell is happening next, I'm gonna finish the game because I'm having a good experience. Like, I could get to a level and it be completely glitchy and I may come back and be like, this game fucking sucks!
Which is what you probably do. But here's
the
deal.
The game has been out for over a week now and I haven't seen that anywhere across the net, which tells me it's probably not gonna happen.
Okay.
So, it's probably just as solid as I feel it is through these first levels and first missions that I've played. So, it's just my knee-jerk reaction. People, I could be wrong, but I don't think I am. I have yet to backtrack on anything I've said about a Bethesda game. They have yet to prove me wrong. Just saying.
Just
throwing it out there.
So, Ninja,
I know. I feel like this is an all-me episode, Panda, who didn't prepare shit for the
podcast. Sorry. I didn't get to play anything new this week because I was being a good person in reality.
You totally could have come down and taken Dishonored.
I could have, but that was yours, boo-boo.
Whatever.
Anyway, so yeah, I know this is a very ninja intensive, but didn't I hear that BioShock Infinite finally got its release date?
So BioShock Infinite does, in fact, have a solid release date, right? Because originally it was supposed to come out October 16th.
Well, it's past that, and it's obviously not out, so...
But Irrational and Ken Levine popped up and said, look, it's not ready. There's so much more we want to do with this. It's not ready. We're not going to rush it. We're not going to put out a piece of shit. It's going to take the time it's going to take. We want you guys to stick there with us. But I'm telling you, it's going to be so much better if we do this way. And I got to tell you, you know, Ken, good people, I kind of have to agree. You know, they released a new trailer this week, which we watched together.
Without popcorn.
Without popcorn, unfortunately. But with pickle.
Well, I had
pickle. You had a pickle. Before we started this podcast, and it was a very exciting visual trailer. Agreed?
Yep, that was not soy sauce in my panties.
I'm not even gonna... Wow. I don't even... How do I follow that statement?
You can't.
I can't follow that statement. You can't. I have to, but there's no following that statement.
Yep. Anyway... No, the trailer looked absolutely wonderful, and I'm kind of glad that they waited to, you know, give us the release date and reveal that, but what are we getting in the collector's edition?
First of all, I haven't even said what the release date actually is.
I know, because we're going to wait. I think we should wait.
No, I'm going to tell you right now.
All right, well, then tell them.
All right. February is going to be yet another broke bitch month, people.
Oh, God.
Because, as you know, God of War drops in February.
Yes, I know that.
And I was so excited because I'm like, oh, man, the only thing I really have to focus on in February is going to be God of War. Yeah, Collector's Edition. Well, guess what? Broke Bitch Month coming up because BioShock Infinite will be released on the 26th of February. So, I mean, at least it is, you know, at the end of February.
But that means it doesn't come out until 2013.
That is correct. BioShock Ultimate. February 22nd,
2013.
All right, so it's going to be after holiday.
2013.
So I'm telling you right now, get people to give you GameStop or Amazon gift cards.
Go around cleaning your friends' apartments for money.
Hold them close to you.
Bake them goodies.
But... you might want to get them a little early if possible. Because here's the deal. There is a collector's edition of BioShock Infinite. However, they are doing a limited run of this collector's edition.
So it's first come, first serve, motherfucker.
It is truly, in fact, a collector's edition. And what's awesome is Irrational actually sent out an email earlier in the week announcing that you could get it. Ken actually posted a message on Irrational's website about it, which I thought was cute. And the quote was like, so you want to buy a nice collector's edition? I can get it for you retail. And then he makes a joke, which is awesome. But what's nice about it is, one, it comes with a pretty bitchin' figurine. So the collector's edition is called the Ultimate Songbird Edition. It is available for the PS3, for the Xbox 360, and for the PC. This collector's edition comes with a, and I want to make sure I get the dimensions right. It is a 9.5-inch version of the,
bird?
Songbird. I just want to make sure I get it right, because it's, like, ridiculous. The thing is, like, crazy awesome. The wingspan of this thing, like, I can't
Wait,
even
Wait, it
imagine.
Has a wingspan?
Yeah, it's an actual songbird, dude. Like, check
Holy
it.
Holy crap.
Like, it is no joke.
Holy crap, dude.
I'll make sure that,
And it looks like this. Not that you can see me, but I've fanned out my arms like wings.
Yeah. I'll make sure that Panda has a nice image to share on the post for this podcast episode on the website, so you can check it out. We'll also put it up on Facebook. But I can only imagine how big this fucking thing is going to be in the game. Because every time you think you've imagined how big something's going to be in a BioShock game... Like, I remember when they first teased the Big Daddies, I thought I had an idea of how big they were, and then the game came out.
And then they were fucking huge.
And they were fucking huge.
Huge.
Okay? Like, I remember coming up out of the water after the plane went down, and going down into Rapture, and, you know, seeing people and stuff, and then the first time you saw Big Daddy, I was like, what the fuck is this shit?
That is a Big Daddy.
But you have... all kinds of stuff, which is lovingly referred to as a giant pile of swag.
Swag.
So in there is going to be a small resin statue of the Handyman, which is the board game figure, because Infinite is getting a board game.
Yep, it's getting a board game to be announced.
It makes sense to me, though, when you think about the whole universe of...
It's like Chutes and Ladders, because you're up in the air and you can fall to your imminent death.
Or something like that.
In Infinite, literally...
I don't know.
I'm sure 99.8% of the deaths are going to be air-based.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to fall out of the sky so much.
I'm going to fall off that cord
a lot. But it also
a
has a 3-inch keychain version of the Murder of Crows... bottle replica. It's going to come with a lithograph. It's got a mini art book.
Like a digest art book?
You know, because more and more of the collector's editions are doing the digest size art books, which makes sense.
Yeah, but you got to be careful with that because I've had several friends of mine who have gotten digest versions of art books that have been horribly glued together and were falling apart. So you got to be careful.
I mean, we've all had bad ones, but... You know, part of the reason why they like the digest one is, one, you get a whole lot of pages of it, and two, it's much more difficult to scan.
Yep, you bastards.
So, it's kind of designed that way for a reason. There's also going to be some digital stuff, so you'll get some exclusive in-game gear when you do this upgrade. You'll get a digital copy of the soundtrack. You'll get avatars for Xbox Live, so you get some items for that, and themes for the PC and PlayStation. What's really nice about this is, the collector's edition will set you back $150.
All right.
So it's not like break the back.
It might be, I might hold off on a serious bill.
I mean, you might have to pay it the next month.
You might have to pay it with the next paycheck.
But you'll get a couple of upgrade packs. So one of them is you'll start with, and the art book, by the way, is called The Art of Columbia, which is the city that you're in. Dark Horse is doing the board game, which is called The Siege of Columbia. I should say BioShock Infinite, The Siege of Columbia. And I like the stuff that Dark Horse puts out, so I think it's going to be pretty bitchin'. We may have to pick it up and check it out. But the lithograph is a piece of propaganda that you'll see in the game. And it's a, you know, pretty nice full-size lithograph, which is pretty cool. Additionally, the audio logs will grant you, which is one of the in-game digital pieces of content that you get, will give you a bounty of silver eagles, which is currency in the game, so you get a little boost for money right off the start.
That's nice.
You will also get the bull rush, which is a melee strike from a sprint, so you have a chance for knocking people down right off the back. And then you'll also get the betrayer, which is... killing a possessed enemy causes them to explode in a fireball that deals damage. So I have a feeling that that'll be pretty useful to you.
Yeah, to me, since you won't be, playing
There's that. And then on the downloadable side, Xbox 360 users who get the collector's edition will get the exclusive Booker and Elizabeth costumes for their avatars, while PC and PS3 owners will get exclusive themes for...
Xbox wins.
Yeah, I kind of have to say. Like,
I would rather be able to dress up my bitch like the chick, the Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. I'd rather have that blue dress than a fucking theme.
So what I'm going to say right now is get your monies together. Go over to the Bioshock Infinite website so that you can pre-order. Because those pre-orders are going to go pretty quickly. Even though the game only comes out in February, I'm telling you now.
We are telling you, save your money.
Get on that shit. Because Infinite's going to be huge.
Put five on it every week.
I'm just saying, I don't care who you are. I don't care what kind of games you like to play. Bioshock, for me, has always been one of those titles that even if I wasn't playing, I enjoyed being in the room where somebody else was playing. Like, Bioshock is one of those games where I, as a voyeur, have a lot of, oh my god!
Wow, she just admitted that she's a voyeur.
I like to watch.
She likes to watch. She likes to watch.
Are you good? Did you get it out of your system? You got another one in there, Panda?
No.
Okay, good. But I do. It's one of those games that, you know, especially if it's a little bit dark,
Who's watching? Ninjas. I have one more. I'm sorry.
I really enjoy, you know, being scared as a passenger, not necessarily as a driver.
It always feels like ninjas watching me.
You had one more, didn't you?
I did.
Do you have any more?
I don't think so.
But I really do. You know, when I got more enjoyment out of watching Panda play Bioshock than when I played. And I think it's mostly because when I have a game that is a thriller that frightens me, you know, my reaction time goes to shit. And I don't enjoy sucking at a game. And Bioshock was one of those games where I was so engrossed in the environment and it was done so well in the not just come up in your face and like, rawr, like a Resident Evil or a Silent Hill, which is just fear in your face. Silent Hill is more fear in your face than the fear you don't know.
No, that's the thing about Silent Hill. You got it all wrong. The fear isn't constantly in your face. The fear is building up.
But it's more about the fear in your face. You know that this is going to turn into something that's going to suck. Okay, and remember, for me, we're talking about Silent Hills 3 and 4, because those are the only ones I touched.
Wait, you played The Room?
Yeah. Not for very long.
Yeah, because those hauntings suck later.
Yeah, no shit. Okay? So, those are the only Silent Hills that I've ever touched. And in those, it was the fear that the radio static would go up, you know that something is coming. You just know it.
Well, I mean,
but that's the mechanic.
Yeah.
Okay? And you knew when the boss battle was coming, and it was just in your face, oh my god, this insurmountable thing. It wasn't so much about scaring you as much as you're going to be confronted with something. I'm not going to tell you when, but you're going to be confronted with something. Where I find with Bioshock, it was more around as you got into the game. Yes, there's something out there. You're going to be confronted with it. You don't know when. You can see it in the distance. You know it's going to fuck your Sunday. But also on the same time, you have this
whole story. It better make me another Sunday when it's done fucking. But you have
this whole story with this demented guy, Alex Ryan, when you're in Rapture. And this voice, which, spoiler alert, for most of the game you think is actually trying to help you get out of Rapture.
Atlas.
And then it turns out, not so much.
Oh, Atlas, you disappointed me.
And so you have this, you know, reversal of fortune thing going on. And that was more of a mindfuck. And that instilled more fear because you came to rely on Atlas. Right? You found yourself going, okay, Atlas is going to tell me what I need to do now, and he's going to let me know that some shit's going to be coming down the pike, and I'm going to need to be prepared for it. And then you realize, Atlas is trying to fuck me.
Yep.
Like, and now you don't know what to trust, where to go, you lose that safety blanket. But that's the point.
You're not, They wanted to build in trust in
and
you.
And that was more of a, well, that's fucked up.
Well, no shit.
For me, than, you know, a pyramid head. Or, you know, a ghoul jumping out from a room that I got to shoot in the face and I got two bullets. You know, the when you make me emotionally connect and then you pull the floor out from underneath, that is much more jarring to me of an experience. And ultimately, once I deal with it, a much more enjoyable experience for me than just, you know, thing, you know, like a House of the Dead thing jumping out in front of me and being all in my face and being gory. Okay? Like Heavy Rain. Okay? I could not play that game a second time.
I could, but I'm bored with it because I got all the trophies.
Okay? But I couldn't do it because I got emotionally invested in that game. So I'm really looking forward to Infinite, but I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to watch you play this one, Panda.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
Like,
I'm gonna make Bioshock my mother effing biatch.
But you're all...
I'm gonna take Bioshock Infinite's mom out for a nice seafood dinner and not call her back.
Like, this one has your name, like, all over it. I expect you to have your name tattooed on the box before I actually rip the plastic off it.
Yep.
That's pretty much what's happening. So, February should be really interesting.
At least I'll have a new game to play by then.
You'll have a new game to play before then.
I know.
And we will be marathoning Ascension.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Eshmom and I were already talking about it earlier today, and she's like, oh, no, I will be watching you play that one.
Make sure we have tender white popcorns.
She's like, no, seriously, I will be watching that. She's like, when does it come out?
Are you taking the day off? It always feels like Eshmom is watching us.
Most of the time. So, that's pretty much what I've got. Gadgets and games this week. I haven't gotten a chance to start any new anime series, but I'm working on it, so there'll probably be some anime
for you. That seems to be your mantra this week. I'm working on it. We're working on it.
Dude, I'm working on the revamps of the websites.
Like, she's working on it.
Like, I'm working on it. It's gonna happen. I'm just, you know.
Work.
Yeah, I gotta work.
Working on it.
Job done. And there'll definitely be more Dance Central stuff. Definites. Like, for definites. So with that, if you want to know what else is going on in our minds and what we're playing, or you want to make a suggestion on something we should check out because you want to hear about it, make sure you hit us up at our website, www.egmnow.com/electricsisterhood. That's the place to get a hold of us first and check out the new things that we've written for the week. You can always follow up with us on our main site, electricsisterhood.com, to check out the podcast, subscribe, get it in your inbox. Because you love us. But if you don't want to use those URLs, you can go to the short URL, which is
ESH.co. That is ESH.co. That short notes will bounce to the long one. Check out the articles as they've been written within the week. All questions and comments should go to our Facebook page.
Facebook?
Facebook.com/LandOAsh.
Not Land OF, Land of Ash.
Yeah, they know.
They don't know. You don't know. We only got to have 178 fans. Obviously, they don't know.
Apparently not. Anyway, and in case you weren't aware, we have a weekly podcast.
And I don't know how you wouldn't be aware that we have a weekly podcast.
Because you're listening to us right now.
Listening to the podcast.
But you might want to tell somebody that we have a weekly podcast.
Just in case you want to share with your friends and family and you want an easy way to do so. If they're using an iDevice, just tell them to go to the iTunes podcast app and look for Electric Sisterhood and hit the subscribe button. They can also find us in the Microsoft Store on their Zune or Windows, whatever number device that they're using. If they are, in fact, using that, which not everyone is. But if they are, we can be found that way. And if they're not into using mobile devices to get podcasts,
then they can plug us into any RSS reader or any podcast search engines. However, if you're looking for us, we have a couple of people who fly underneath our banner who are just as awesome as us.
Seriously, if you like what we do, you should check out some of our homeboys. So make sure that you follow up our podcast, which goes out fresh on Monday, with the ever funny and full of laughs Boston Bash Brigade podcast, which is co-hosted by our homeboy, King Baby Duck, B3Crew.com. Check it out. On Wednesday, to keep your nerd needs satiated, you know, more gadgets, more gizmos, that stuff. See? I'm learning, Panda.
Yes, I appreciate that.
You can go to geekagro.com and check out the podcast. They're co-hosted by our homeboy, Deuces Wild, because we love what he does. He's good peeps. For the rest of the week, keeping your nerd needs satiated, because we're all about satisfying here.
Satisfaction.
then you want to make sure that you subscribe to our podcast, you get onto the Twitters, you check us out if you want.
Did you just say check our ass out?
I mean, I don't put my ass on the internet. I mean,
I don't either.
I'm pretty sure I haven't. I'm pretty sure I haven't. But if you want to loop in with us and find out all the stuff we're writing about and talking about, then you want to follow us on Twitter at ESH News. If you want to follow us individually, the people that make up the Land of Ash, then go to my Twitter page, twitter.com/ninjasista with an H on the end, and check out the Land of Ash list. Everybody who contributes to the Land of Ash is on that list. Trust me, you follow those people, you will have a laugh riot every day of your Twitter life. Not to mention, you can interact with us on our Facebook page, ask us questions, let us know if there's something that you want us to check out or look into and review, because we love following up on that stuff that you guys find, because sometimes you guys find some really cool shit that we just wouldn't know about otherwise. And with that, that's pretty much all the ways that you can interact with us. Panda!
Yeah?
What shit you digging this week?
I'm digging music.
What kind of music? Or just music in general?
Just music in general.
That's good stuff.
I can't leave rap alone.
Really?
Yep.
Have you tried putting it in the corner?
When I don't rap, life stinks like sewage.
That's deep.
I didn't write that.
Okay.
I wish.
Alrighty.
But yeah, okay. Just music.
Just music.
Just music. What about you?
Bombay Sapphire Gin.
You mean like the little baby bottle that I have right next to me right now?
Yeah. And seriously, guys, if you want to sponsor our podcast, that's totally
We will drink cool. on the show every week.
We will do a video podcast and drink on the show every
week. We will get drunk for you, Bombay Sapphire Gin.
Because we're both over 21.
Distilled London Dry Gin.
Ding, ding.
Imported.
So, as always, I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we are out until next week, people.
Dead bro walking.